Can we talk? Can we talk about what's going on in the Middle East?
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Like nobody's talking about what's going on. Nobody seems to care about a genocide that's going on in the Middle East. Can we talk about it? Are we allowed to talk about it? It's like anybody that says anything against the mass murders committed by Israel is anti-American and should be shut up, should be locked up. Should be deported. Can we talk? Nobody's talking about the murders. And when they do, they're in support of the mass murders. Christians in support of mass murder because it's Israel committing the genocide. These amazingly evil acts by the Israelis. And not all of them. There's a small, and getting smaller segment of the Israeli population that is against this genocide. Understands its collective punishment, its mass murder of men, women, and children that have nothing to do with Hamas. Hamas that was created by the Israel government. By Netanyahu and his gang of criminals long ago to be a counterweight against the Palestinian Liberation Organization to delay and to create another reason not to negotiate and not give the Palestinians their own state. To continue with an open concentration camp of men, women, and children. To continue the tortures, the arrest of innocents. You know, the Israelis have thousands of children in jails where they torture them and rape them. Men, women, and children. And Americans remain silent. Now, I've been going through this battle with cancer and all, and haven't done many videos, and done a few about what I'm going through, and I've mentioned the Palestinians on several. Recently I was getting ready. I hadn't even decided, just went and was clicking through, and I realized that it was a Tuesday night when the county council, my county council, was going to meet, and I clicked on it, and they're doing it, finalizing their budget, and they're talking about how much money they're going to spend and how much your taxes are going up. And you know, and I thought to myself, I told these people last year.
That's the kind of person to say a toto-so. But you know what? A toto-so. A fucking a toto-so.
This is exactly what was going to happen. Hold on to your pocketbooks. Here it comes. Here comes the tax increases left and right.
That's the kind of person to say a toto-so. But you know what? A toto-so. A fucking a toto-so.
I guess I'm getting enough strength back now. I can go back to doing what I was doing and speaking out against this crazy government that was never ending in spending and rules and regulations and all. And then I thought about it. No. No. How can I talk about that when the American government, is an enabler of a mass genocide by Israel, killing Muslims, Christians, and whatever other religion is in the Gaza Strip, and the West Bank, murdering people in the West Bank. Gaza is now looks like Dresden, Germany, or Nagasaki, Japan, Hiroshima, Japan. There's been more bombs, more ordnance dropped there than there was in most of World War II. All. Not all, but it might as well be all. All supplied by America. Land of the free. We stand up for the freedom of people. Everyone except Palestinians. Palestinians aren't people. They're terrorists. They're all terrorists. Every man, woman, and child in Gaza is a Palestinian terrorist and deserves to die. That's what American Christians think. The Zionist Christians, the Israel, those Jews over there are God's chosen, and they can mass murder anybody they want, especially Palestinians. The Palestinians are evil. Even when they come out of the womb, they're born little terrorists that need to be annihilated. That's what American Christians, Zionists, Christians stand for. All October 7th, like October 7th was the beginning of all this. And even October 7th, the Israeli nation had been proven that all this crap about babies being murdered and burned and all kinds of, all propaganda, all lies. To get the Zionist Christians on the side and get Congress, who have they bought and paid for long ago, to send more and more and more weapons so they could just level the place. Schools, hospitals, universities, mom and pop stores, grocery stores, everything completely leveled. Is that what you support? How can I go over here and speak out against of county council spending too much money and they're allowing more people to move in than I want? Oh, what about my roads? When that very government is in support of genocide. May God have mercy on our souls for not speaking. Right now, Veterans for Peace has started a 45-day fast in unity with the Palestinians. The Palestinian men, women, and children being slaughtered. The Christians and the Muslims alike. You know, the oldest continuous church, Christian church in the world was bombed. Not on accident, on purpose, by Israel. Man, women, children, Muslim, Christian, it doesn't matter to them. Kill them all. And if you remain silent, you support it too. You cannot remain silent. Stand up. Whether you support this genocide, you remain silent. If you don't, you must speak out against it. Morality demands it. God demands it. Stand up. Speak out. Forever hold your peace. Maybe you don't care. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe because nobody speaks of it, it doesn't exist. Maybe life goes on. You know, NASCAR race will be on this weekend. Basketball's over, but the fish are biting. Fourth of July is coming up, you know, when we celebrate the revolution. America has its own genocides. The Indians. We even recognize that now. We speak about it now. There were people speaking about it then. Slavery. We speak about it now. There were a few people speaking out about it then. Now we have the genocide in Palestine. And we have people speaking out against it. Just a few. And the genocide continues. So if you wonder which side you were on back then, if you would have lived back then, would you have been on the side of the Indians? Answer that question, it's staring you in the face. It's time that we end this genocide. It's time for you to speak out. If the people of America speak, the government will cut it off. Donald Trump can make one phone call. BB, I'm not sending you another thing. The planes that are in the air are turning around. We're not going to send you a damn thing. Stop the genocide. It would stop. All we have to do is speak. If America speaks, we can actually turn back the whole world. We stand against the whole world calling out this genocide, and we're standing with Israel while Israel commits genocide. And the Christians over here, the Zionist Christians, say it's because they are the chosen people of God. I say, no. Even God would not forgive what they do. Even God would not forgive what we do to support it. May God have mercy on you. If you support this genocide in His name. I cannot go on with my regular life with Israel murdering men, women, and children day after day after day. I cannot, and I will not. Yes, your taxes are going up. Yes, your fees are going up. Yes, your millage is going up. And yes, every son of a bitch on that county council is going to vote to raise your taxes.
What kind of person to say a toto-so? You know what? A toto-so. A fucking a toto-so.
But they're not going to speak out against the genocide. They're going to remain silent. Every single Christian up there. If you want to know what position you would have had during the Holocaust in Germany, you're looking at it now. This is what you would have done. Shut up. Be silent. Go along. It's not me. It's not my family. I pray for the Palestinians. I pray for the Israelis. I pray that the governments come to their senses and stop this genocide. But moreover, I pray that Americans, every American out there, is touched by the hand of God and realizes that this is a genocide that they must speak out against and tell their government to quit supporting them. Just something else to think about. Till next time. Peace.
The government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?